As we say welcome in this morning to our first guest, Greg Johnson. Greg, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you very much.
Great to have you. We had a nice little chat before you. What time did you get here, by the way? Were you here with Hank this morning early? Or?
No, actually, I didn't get here till about 20 minutes ago.
Really?
So, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're prompt. You're on time.
I'm ready.
You know, the voters like that.
Exactly.
So let's talk about a little bit about you, and before we actually get into the your political aspirations.
Sure.
Here, you were actually a commercial pilot. Do I have that right?
I was a captain with U.S. Airways.
Really?
My aviation career began in 1970 after a short stint in college, but I graduated from Whitesboro High School.
Okay.
And went to work for the airlines. Eventually came back to the Utica-Rome area with Empire Airlines. And flew with Empire, Piedmont, and U.S. Airways, and retired as a captain.
Did you actually fly the planes?
You betcha.
Wow. And what is that like? Did you see the whole world?
We did. And the interesting thing about that is you're flying around, and I've got 14,000 hours of time. And if you figure out how much time that actually is, it's 2 full years of time flying and looking down at the world. So you look down and you think, boy, there's someplace I'd really like to see. There's someplace I'd like to see. So now what I'm doing, instead of flying around, I drive around and I go see those places.
Really? What was the best place you ever saw? The one place you'd love to go back to?
Lake Tahoe is, I think, the most gorgeous spot in the United States.
Other than Utica, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mohawk Valley ranks very high. That's why I'm here.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that. And let's talk about why you want to be an assemblyman in this district. The 116th district covers Utica and Rome. So as far as districts in upstate New York go, assembly districts are figured by population, and a population of a little under 130,000, right? About
127,000.
Yeah, give or take. So Utica-Rome is going to make up a big portion of that. It's not a huge district. It's not nearly as big as the 115th.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. And as well as Utica-Rome, it's Floyd, Marcy, and Whitestown.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, you're still going to be pretty active, and that's got to mean that your campaign has been kind of here and there, and you're making a lot of stops.
That's right.
Now, are you actually flying on this campaign, or do you drive?
Fortunately, it's small enough so that we can drive
from
end to end in probably less than a half an hour.
But you could fly if you had to, though.
Good, yeah. We've got an airplane up at Frankfort Highland Airport that just got its annual and is probably going to fly today.
All right. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to be an assemblyman?
A year and a half ago, I went to the Tea Party in Rome,
right,
at Fort Stanwix, and just as a concerned citizen, and I stood out in the crowd and I listened to the speakers, and the message was twofold and loud and clear. Number one is we're taxed enough already.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is that the only way that we're going to overhaul the government, get rid of the politically entrenched career politicians, is for people to step out of the crowd, get outside of their comfort zone, and apply for a job, which is what I'm doing in this case.
Essentially, sure.
And apply for a job to help overhaul the system.
Okay.
And that's what I'm here for.
And that's got to be an uphill battle. And I understand and appreciate the message of the Tea Party that it's time for ordinary citizens to get involved.
And we are a government of the people.
Absolutely, and should be a government of ordinary citizens. However, your opponent has 18 years in the assembly, so what, 9 terms?
That's right.
In the assembly.
That's right.
And familiarity, you know, for the voters is key sometimes.
It is, but you have to look at what the message has been for 18 years. For 18 years, it has been jobs, taxes, and education.
Okay.
So let's consider jobs. We've lost in the last 18 years over 10,000 jobs here in the Mohawk Valley. Now, that's a huge number. Taxes, they just had, well, we have the most dysfunctional government in the United States. Last year, they couldn't pass a budget that the previous budget they overspent by $9.3 billion.
With a B,
that's
yes.
A gigantic number. Now, $1 billion is $1 million. So that's, I mean, those are numbers that are incomprehensible.
It's actually $1,000 million.
And they, I'm sorry, $1,000 million, you're exactly right. And I wanted to make it bigger than it was.
Don't mean to correct you there.
That's right. But they closed that gap by raising taxes.
Sure.
Simple. They played the good guy, bad guy game. They closed the state parks, then they opened them. How did they open them? By raising taxes on consumer electronics. Shame on them.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those things, and let's break them down one by one. Right now, the biggest issue Well, I guess overall the economy would be the biggest issue, but there are so many factors that lead into the economy. But if the message has been jobs and taxes and education, let's look at each one of those, because right now this area is hurting for jobs badly. Do you have a distinct plan yet, or can you give me just kind of an idea what the area needs to do right now to attract more jobs? And I don't necessarily mean more minimum wage jobs. I mean jobs that are going to be able to support families. They're going to keep people here. Jobs that are going to keep our young people from leaving and going to Delaware or to Connecticut or to California. What do we have to do to attract those jobs?
Well, New York State has got to use their natural resources.
Yes.
We have 1 mile underneath our feet a tremendous natural resource. It's called natural gas. And for some reason, all the other states are able to go after this natural resource, and they're getting themselves out of the financial messes that they're in by utilizing them. New York State has got two shale deposits that are 500 feet below us. There's a debate whether hydrofracking is a good idea or not.
Mm-hmm.
But in my opinion, and I've been educating myself on this issue and talking to the experts, that natural resource has got to be taken care of and, mm-hmm. and utilized, as well as consider something like logging. I have friends that have property up in the Adirondacks on the Black River. They have tremendous cherry trees up there, and they can't access their property on the other side of the Black River and utilize those utilize those logs for a profit,
mm-hmm.
because the DEC or the EPA or somebody won't let them in.
Okay.
And that's very unfortunate, because we have very good logging practices at this time.
So we need to loosen up regulations just a little bit.
We, as a state, are overregulated. We overregulate our businesses,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they leave. So mm-hmm. New York State government has all the authority and accepts none of the responsibility for what they do. And all the responsibility comes back to us, the taxpayers, because they're constantly taking money from our pocket to justify their actions.
Okay, we need to talk about taxes, because that's the other huge issue right now. And I don't care what level you're talking, if you're talking about on the state level or locally or on the county level. We just can't take any more. And that's, but I got to tell you, that is the battle cry every election season. And this is
Well, let's consider that.
Okay.
Taxes is the symptom. What is the problem? What is the disease? New York State is addicted to spending our money. They are spending, spending, spending. So to justify their spending, where do they go? They raise taxes, fees, fines, or figure new ways to have us buy gambling tokens to pay for this insatiable appetite that they have for our money. Spending has to be reined in, period.
Okay. And the last thing that you had mentioned was education, which actually is at this in the state, I don't think is in horrible shape. I think that we need more money for schools, obviously.
We have great schools here in the Mohawk Valley.
And it's not even obviously the schools we have. It's the dedicated people that we have in those schools. We have the teachers that we have in this state are just so dedicated, so incredible.
I absolutely agree with you. The problem that we have, as we educate our children, and they leave because there's no jobs here.
Yes.
And then what happens is the children leave, they get married, they start their families. The parents leave to follow the families to wherever they happen to be. Education has been turned over to the federal government. We have a Department of Education in the federal government. States are supposed to control our education. States are supposed to control the federal government. The federal government has gotten way too big, overstepping its bounds. New York State and every other state has got to say, federal government, get out of our way. This is our job to educate our citizens. Interesting thing about the federal government is that it has eliminated God and Christian values in our educational system. Think about this. The preamble of the Constitution of New York State reads, "We the people of the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for its freedom, in order to secure its blessings, do establish this Constitution." That has got to be taught in our education facilities. And how do you separate God from our schools when it's in our Constitution, the very first sentence?
Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of different issues that are going to be facing you. And, you know, a two-year term may or may not be enough to get things ironed out.
Right.
It almost feels like there needs to be a complete overhaul.
Yes.
But with that being said, if you take office at the first of the year,
yep.
What's going to be the first thing you do short of, you know, unloading boxes and you know, equipping your office? What's going to be your first official political act?
One of the first pledges that I signed was with New York Uprising, mm-hmm. which was headed by Mayor Ed Koch, former Democrat mayor from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And what that deals with is they recognize, the former politicians recognize, that it's ethics reform, budget reform, and independent redistricting of the districts, so that you don't have an entrenched politician being voted in over and over and over again, because the gerrymandering took place to keep that person there. So I signed the New York Uprising pledge. I have been declared a hero of reform by Mayor Koch, and my opponent, our current assemblywoman, has been declared an enemy of reform. She refuses to sign that pledge. So ethics reform, budget reform, and redistricting will be three things that I'll work on because I signed that pledge.
Okay. Greg Johnson, the Republican, conservative, and independence candidate for the 116th State Assembly District is who we're talking to this morning. We're coming up against the end of the interview here, believe it or not. It's been quick, so let's talk about things that we might have missed because
Let me get in real quick then.
You, absolutely.
You can find me. People say they don't know who I am. You can find me on the World Wide Web at votejohnson116th.com.
Okay.
You can Google gregjohnson116th.com. Easy way if you're sitting at your computer. We have campaign headquarters at 101 Main Street in Whitesboro. You can come down there, pick up a sign, come down, talk to us, and meet us. Our telephone number is 796. Uh-oh. I got it written down here.
a lot of things to remember.
It's 796-2940. And we're going to have a fundraiser at Valley View. It's going to be a tailgate party at Valley View Golf Course this Sunday, 12 to 5. And come on out and meet us.
A tailgate party.
Yep.
Nothing screams America more than a tailgate party.
Telephone number, 768-2940.
768-2940. Yep. All right. Greg, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. I wish you luck on the campaign.
Thank you very much.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. And it's gone by in a flash. You wouldn't think. April 15th, I did announce at the second Tea Party in Rome that I was going to run for this position, and here we are 2 weeks away.
I knew it would go fast, and I'll tell you what, this next little bit less than 2 weeks is going to be a blur for you because you kind of, the analogy I like to give is you're getting into the thin part of the skinny part of the funnel now,
right.
And you're just kind of swirling around, and pretty soon it's going to be the big day. So good luck to you, Greg Johnson. We certainly appreciate it.
And hope to see you at the tailgate party at Valley View on Sunday.
Is there going to be ribs? Is there going to be...
It's sponsored by the Restaurant and Tavern Association, so
who knows?
Food, yeah.
Who knows? All right.
Great.
All right. Greg Johnson, we certainly appreciate you
Thank
being
you.
Here today.